What's up, socialites? It's your girl, Jillian Marie, and I'm coming to visit you today, right there, wherever you are, so that we could chat, connect, and build. Listen, grab your glass of wine, unless you're driving, of course, then grab your coffee, water, or tea, whatever you prefer, and let's have a conversation. This is The Social Call. Hey y'all, what's up? It's your girl, Jillian Marie, and I'm back and better than ever. Okay, listen, I wasn't feeling too good. I was under the weather. So last Sunday, I wasn't able to drop an episode. And why does it feel like I have been gone for forever? I missed one Sunday, but I literally feel like I've been gone for forever. That lets you know how much I missed you guys, but I definitely am so glad to be back. Listen, before we get started, you already know the drill, or maybe I need to remind you, we have something called etiquette, house rules, because I'm coming to visit you via the airwaves. And one of the house rules is definitely to make sure that you are subscribed, that you are following me on all streaming platforms, wherever podcasts are streaming. Also, make sure you're following on all social media platforms. That's on Instagram at The Social Call, and that is spelled THESOULCIALCALL. Okay, The Social Call on Instagram. We also have a website, www.thesocialcall.com, where you can find plenty of things like my coaching services, as well as cool merch, t-shirts. And I'm going to be updating soon and dropping some journals created by yours truly. So make sure you check out the website. Okay. And let's get started. Okay, guys, so I'm not even going to front. Like I said, it really does feel like such a long time has passed. That's so crazy to me. But there's been a lot that's happened, okay? Like I've been, because I wasn't feeling too well, I also took a social media break on my personal page. I'm gonna come back. I didn't delete my page. I just disabled it for a little while because it's so hard to stay off. You know, people were messaging me and I would be like, oh, I'm just gonna check my DMs. And then I would end up surfing through and looking through. So I was like, you know what? Let me just disable it altogether. And sometimes it's good to take a break from social media. Especially these last couple of months before we hit 2022. Can you guys believe that? We are about to hit 2022. I remember being a little girl and feeling like when we hit the 2000s, that would be like the Jetsons. Like we would be in some sci-fi world. And although we are close to it, I just could not envision 2022. And here we are. And I just really want to make sure that I am clear-minded. I am pressing into the Lord and whatever he has for me, whatever he's saying in the moment. Because I don't feel like going into 2022 the way I've felt when I came into 2020 and 2021. These were a hard couple of years, okay? COVID shut down a lot of things and just kind of, I expressed in a couple podcast episodes back, you know, I've had to pivot, but it has not been easy. Okay. And it's been, I would say, a couple of challenging years, definitely beautiful lessons and all of that good stuff, but I'm ready. You hear me? I'm ready for a fresh new start, fresh new year. And I want to hit the ground running, okay? So I got the track hands, you know, and I just want to be like, you know, just running. That's some ASMR for y'all. Running, hit the ground running, all right? So today I wanted to talk about something that I've really thought about for a long time. And it may be an unpopular opinion. I don't know. May not be. But I want to talk about it. And this stems from the drama that was happening with the baby and Danny Lay. I think that's how you say her name. Now, I remember knowing about Danny Lay before she really blew up. And there were a couple of songs that I listened to. I like to call myself a music or soul digger. Like, I like to find music and artists that aren't necessarily mainstream just yet. Like SZA, I remember like listening to her before she really hit it big and all of that stuff. So it's cool to see them now, like, you know, all famous and popular. But, you know, so I was really familiar with Danny Lay. I had downloaded a couple of her songs that she did. I don't listen to or follow the baby. Of course, I know some of his songs because it's just hard to avoid hearing certain songs if you're just out and about. And especially as, you know, someone who wants to be connected to the youth, you kind of have to stay relevant and understand what people are listening to. So I know who the baby is. And he's been in quite a few just things happening, drama and just controversial news has been happening with him these past few months. And so because I have my business Instagram page, The Social Call, and I was on it and just kind of looking at things, looking at my analytics, I haven't posted anything yet, but, you know, I'm just working behind the scenes. Of course, people share, I see things on the timeline. And unfortunately, I saw some disturbing footage of him on live calling her a certified side B, B-I-T-C-H, and also just some disturbing footage of him, you know, pretty much with the camera in her face while she's trying to feed their 3-month-old baby girl. I don't know what happened prior to, but I do know two wrongs will make a right. She had her side of the story. She pretty much said that they had been living together for these past few months. They've been working on things. You know, he wanted to meet the baby and be in the baby's life because he had been, I think, publicly denying the baby for a little while once she got pregnant, even though they were publicly showing displays of affection for quite a bit of time. And something happened. She said she had a plan B sent to the house. He got upset about it and he kicked her out. You know, he was telling her to leave. Of course, if he's telling her to leave, he's not going to watch a 3-month-old baby. She's going to be leaving with him. So he calls the police. She maybe reacts. I don't know how she reacts, but he says, according to him, he's recording her for his safety because she's just crazy. And we'll get into that, you know, this whole labeling of people crazy once we have emotionally or mentally abused or misused someone, you know, but I digress. We'll talk about that. And so I see this happening. And what actually broke my heart more than anything were the comments. Now, there was mixed comments, of course, but a lot of women were saying things like, well, that's what she gets. There's a lot of backlash when it comes to Danny Lay. She had come out with a song. In my opinion, I wasn't offended by it. I just thought it wasn't good. Like, just sonically, the sound, musicality-wise, it just wasn't a good song, personally. But, you know, she was singing about being a yellow bone and him liking yellow bones, or whatever the case may be. I do think that sometimes we get a little bit, trust me, I'm a dark-skinned Black woman, okay? And there are, within the Black culture, subsectors and subcultures within our culture that only dark-skinned people can understand and identify, even with microaggressions that we experience amongst other Black people. However, I do think that sometimes we can be hypersensitive, especially nowadays with cancel culture. And I do think there's a double standard because a Black woman, a dark-skinned Black woman, can sing a song about being chocolate and him loving her chocolate skin and it will not receive backlash. Whereas a light-skinned woman can sing a song and all of a sudden she's a colorist. But I digress. So she, of course, received backlash from that. And so people were throwing that in her face because that's what we do. That's what we do in this self-righteous cancel culture, right? We like to throw things in people's faces and say, this is what you deserve. I heard people saying things like, this is karma. Woo! We have to be careful, y'all. Like, the comment section just really shows how much people really think they stuff don't stink. It really does. Like, people talking about karma, like you don't, like you really think you're a spotless person. You know, this whole idea of karma means that anytime you offend, you could offend someone, you don't even know that you're offending them. So please, like, I don't understand the lack of empathy that you could see that she was clearly disheveled. She's got a 3-month-old, and this man is at this point embarrassing her. He's humiliating her in front of thousands, if not millions of people, right? By disrespecting her while she is holding his daughter. Come on. And to see people say things like, well, she the yellow bone he loved, right? And that's karma. And that's what she gets. She's stupid for being with him. As if we have not all had our dunce moments of dealing with and tolerating friendships, relationships, situationships, work relationships with people that we may have had relationships that should have stopped a long time ago. Like, come on. Like, I just don't understand the lack of I just don't understand the lack of humanity. I don't understand the lack of empathy. Like, it is really scary, you know? And, you know, I think about Revelations in the Bible when it talks about, as the time goes on, man's hearts will wax colder. Like, we think it's normal. A lot of people think it's normal to lack empathy. Like, I've heard somebody say, oh, I'm not, you know, when I talk to them about empathy and them saying, well, I can never be in your shoes. I'm not going to be in, I don't want to be in your shoes, or I can never be in your, like, just even that emotional lack of intelligence to think that you can't try to understand where somebody's coming from in order to respect them, right? Like, I just don't get that. But I digress. So that just got me thinking, because somebody said something. It was a tweet, and it was actually really good. You know, Lil Nas X, he has also been a controversial topic about his content and the things that he's put out there. And Lil Boosie, who is, I guess, a Southern rapper. Again, I don't know too much about Lil Boosie, but I do know I've seen a couple of his lives, or I haven't watched the actual live, but of course these things get shared on the timeline. And I've seen him say certain things about Lil Nas X and about how gay men and you know, homosexual, the LGBTQIA community is literally tearing the Black community apart, tearing Black families apart. And the tweet said, well, it's interesting that nobody has mentioned that the baby and the types of fathers that the baby represents is tearing the Black community apart. Why do we not talk about that? And it's true. It's true. Of course, this is multifaceted. There's multiple things that we can say contribute to, unfortunately, the disparities within the Black community and the Black families. And also just how that's also, what do I want to say? There's a hyperbole as well, because the Black families, the disparities are not as bad as statistics and just propaganda wants us to believe. But at the end of the day, we still don't want the disparities that we do have, right, within our communities. There is real violence happening within our communities. There are real broken families that are happening within our communities, right? There are real young people who are angry, who the lack of fathers in our community, it's real. There is a lack of accountability for mothers who are not mothering the way they need to be in our community, right? And it got me to thinking, because the baby, you know, he did a follow-up video with his daughter, 3-month-old, beautiful little girl, baby girl. And it made me think, like, he really thinks that he is a good father and will be a good father because he is, according to him, respecting his baby, paying for his baby, you know, doing the financial, handling the financial responsibilities. But he just publicly embarrassed and humiliated her mother by calling her a certified side bitch. And you know me, you've heard me say two things can be true at the same time, but there are exceptions to the rules, and there is a spectrum when it comes to that. Hear me when I say, you are not a quote unquote good parent all around if you disrespect your child's parent. I'm gonna say that again. You are not a quote unquote good parent all around if you disrespect your child's other parent. You don't have to be together. You don't have to be lovey-dovey, but you should be respecting your child's other parent. Now, I know that can be easier said than done, because within the relationships, there are dynamics that the child has nothing to do with. The relationship didn't work out, or maybe there wasn't a relationship at all. Maybe y'all was just kicking it, and maybe it was just a one-night stand. Maybe y'all were really in love. Maybe he sold you a pipe dream. Maybe she sold you a pipe dream. Maybe she broke your heart. Maybe he broke your heart. Maybe he played you. Maybe she played you. So these all these dynamics of bitterness, resentment, anger. And the child has nothing to do with that. And yet the child will 100% be affected by it. Danny Lay is in early postpartum with a 3-month-old baby girl. And the fact that she's even a baby girl, I'm going to get there. But 3 months postpartum. So not only are you now putting her mental health in jeopardy, her emotional health in jeopardy, you could even put in her physical health in jeopardy, to be a good mother to your baby girl. Because let's not sit here and act like the way we treat each other doesn't actually impact each other. Like, we are not just independent. We are interdependent people. We're interdependent beings, or else we wouldn't have anything such as heartbreak. It is a scientific fact that when you hurt someone, it could actually affect someone physically. Their brain actually is impacted. That's why emotional abuse is actually a real thing. It's not just physical abuse. Emotional abuse is real. Mental abuse is real. And just like you may have physical bruises from when someone punches you or hits you, you have bruises from when someone damages you mentally, emotionally. So you're supposed to be caring about your daughter, but you got her mother bruised up from your emotional and mental wounds? Houseway, make that make sense. So how are you a good father? Because you put money in the bank account? Granted, that's what you're supposed to do. That's what you're supposed to do. Even this whole thing where we give round of applause is for fathers being fathers. That's how much you know there's a disparity of fathers. Because when we see one doing what he's supposed to be doing, we want to be like, wow, you're being a good father. Thank you. That's a problem. Yes, we are supposed to honor mothers and fathers for being good mothers and fathers. But it's different when we see a good father, when we see a man being a good father. People really do be like, wow, he a good father too? That's coming from a place because there's a lack. That shows that there's a problem. Because we shouldn't be such in such awe. That should be the norm. I remember watching an interview with Gary Owens. He's a comedian, a white comedian who is well known amongst the black comedian circuit. And he did this interview where he talked about his father being physically abusive to his mother and being a womanizer, that he was a serial cheater, that he cheated on his mother excessively. And then he's out the same mouth said, but he was a good father to us. And I understood what he was saying, like, okay, well, he beat my mama and he cheated on my mama, but he didn't do that to us. But is he a good father to you then overall? Because a good father isn't just about making sure that he is protecting the child and making sure money is in the child's bank account, right? And that he's providing for that child. A good father also respects the child's mother, especially if he's with her. If that's your wife, how are you being a good father by beating on the woman who brought these kids into the world? She gave up her body and sacrificed her body. She was a mother when that baby was in her womb because she housed it. She fed it through her body. She sacrificed her body. When you really learn about what happens when a woman is pregnant, the nutrients that leave her, that's why she has to take so many prenatal vitamins and all of these things, because the baby is literally draining the life out of her, literally. And she is making sure she's protecting it, that she's providing shelter for it with her body, because there's plenty of people who say, I don't want to do this, and who don't do that. And then after she does that for 9 months, she then goes through what is described as dang near death experience for her and the baby. And then you beat on her? And then you cheat on her? But then call yourself being a good father? I don't get it. I'm sorry. I don't agree with that. I do not believe that you are a good father if you are, especially if you're with the mother. You are in a relationship with this woman. You are married to her. You're in a relationship with her. And you are cheating on her. You are physically abusing her. Don't come out your mouth talking about you a good dad, though. I'm a good dad, though. How? Because a part of being a good father is also respecting and caring for and covering and protecting your children's mother. So when the baby sits here and calls his daughter's mother out her name in front of millions of people, would you want a man to do that to your daughter? Of course you wouldn't. You're going to sit there when your daughter gets older and you're going to tell her to avoid men like you. Yo, you are going to sit there when she gets older and you're going to tell her, if you care about her, you're going to school her on the type of men to avoid. And dang skippy, you're going to be telling her to avoid you. girls learn from their fathers first what it's like to be pursued and loved on by a man. They first learn from their fathers what it's like to be respected by a man, what it's like to be honored. They also learn what it's like to be rejected if you do the opposite. They also learn if they have to pursue the father, then they're more likely than going to be pursuing men. Just like sons learn from their father. Children learn from their parents. And this whole concept of do as I say and not as I do is foolish, because children will do exactly what they see. And so you sitting here with this baby in your hand like, yeah, y'all, look at me being a good dad, because I'm going to make sure mine don't have to worry. I'm going to make sure she don't got to worry about nothing. I'm going to provide for her. That's not the only thing when it comes to being a father. Provision is not the only way that you father a child. Look at how many affluent children are out here, depressed, suicidal, and they are well taken care of, but their father is emotionally absent, physically absent. Their father doesn't treat their mother well. I was watching, I don't even know how I got onto, I like to watch this show. What's the show that I like to watch? I can't remember it right now, but it comes on CW, right? And so I'll be on the CW app, the app to watch it. And then the show ended in 90210. The remake, you know, came on and I just continued watching that. I was cleaning. So I just was like, okay, I'm gonna let it, you know, just continue watching. And in one of the episodes, the young girl, she's a high schooler. She finds out that her father is cheating on her mother. And it literally changed her. It changed the image she had of her father. She went home, and the first thing she did after she found out her father, she saw him. She caught him cheating because he lied to her. They were supposed to go on a trip or something like that. And he told her, oh, sorry, baby, you know, I can't go on this trip with you. I have to travel somewhere. And she was like, oh, it's okay, daddy, you know, whatever, whatever. So she decides she's going to surprise him. And she goes to the office to bring him a picnic basket. You know how they always do with these shows. And she sees a father walking out with some, you know, young woman, and they're kissing. And she literally is just like traumatized. She cries. She goes home and she climbs in the bed. Her mother's sleeping in the bed and she climbs in the bed next to her mother and she just kind of curls up. And you could see it shattered the image she had of her father, because we're talking about integrity now, right? We're talking about loyalty. We're talking about honesty. We have to do a better job of holding people accountable. And not just giving them the leeway to say, okay, well, yeah, you treat the parent like crap, but you're a good parent. No. And the same goes for women. You can't use your child as a way to bribe or control how you treat their father. You can't be cheating on the father. You can't be, especially if you're together. And then if you're not together, then the most that you can do is respect each other. You should be co-parenting with respect. You can't be sitting here cussing, calling your co-parent the B word or calling them out their names and then talking about I'm a good parent though. Overall, nah. There may be elements of what you're doing for your child that is good. But the health of a child, the health of a child is also connected to the health of the parent. Period. The health of a child is connected to the health of a parent. That's why that whole concept of when you're married, and a lot of people don't understand it, and they think, well, you know, when I have a child, my child comes first before anything. And of course, there's dynamics to it and all of that stuff, but your spouse, right, in a sense, comes before your child, because when you're both loving on each other and you're making each other a priority, you are then increasing the health of one another to then be better parents to your children. It's like a domino effect. It's like a waterfall. And studies show that children benefit greatly from parents who prioritize each other more than if you prioritize your child over your spouse. And again, that doesn't mean neglect. That doesn't mean, oh, okay, I don't care about my children, I'm just going to care about my spouse. That's not what that means. But we have to be mindful of how we are treating the other parent. We can't be sitting here, especially when it comes to abuse, abusing, misusing, and then saying that you're a good parent. I'm sorry. Nah. Now, of course, there are exceptions to the rule. If you have been in a strange relationship with the other parent, and you just literally can't have that parent in your child's life because for safety reasons and purposes like that, I'm not talking about you. I'm specifically talking about people like DaBaby, right? I'm specifically talking about situations like that where you literally are disrespectful and emotionally and mentally abusive to your child's parent, and then sitting here talking about you a good dad. Like, nah, there's elements of you that are good, but you overall, you ain't a good dad. Sorry. Again, that may be an unpopular opinion. And the same goes for a mom. If you have a man out here who's trying to be a part of your child's life, he's a good man, he just, y'all are not in a relationship and you're using that child as hostage, you're using that child, you know, as a way to control the situation and as a pawn, you're not being a good mother. You're not. Because that child needs both of you. And here you are, you know, saying, nah, you can't see him. You can't see her because he's not doing what you want him to do. Or because he done moved on and he's in a new relationship with someone else. And so now, you can't come over here if you're going to bring her here. No, no. So what? The child doesn't get to see his dad? That's not cool. Y'all, let me tell you, that really upset me. That really upset me. It upset me to see her lying in the bed with that baby. And of course, people were like, well, why is she still there? Why won't she leave? Because we don't know what is being said once the camera goes off. And he's, oh, I'm sorry. Da, da, da. That's what emotional and mental abuse does. It makes you stuck. For him to say he knows he wasn't calling her no side B. All them times when he was happy with her and they over here flaunting and loving on each other and posting each other and being kissy kissy and going on vacation with each other. Even if that's what he was thinking inside his mind, he dang Skippy knows he was not portraying that to her. He wasn't telling her that. Like she says, he was telling her he's in love with her, that, you know, all of that stuff. Why are we acting like that? That's not something that we don't, you know, isn't new when it comes to, you know, some of these men out here playing games with women, playing with their minds. And women do it too at times. They play games. People play games with each other, play with people's minds to get what they want from them. But to me, if you care about your daughter, then the last thing you do is you humiliate her mother on social media like that. And then got the nerve later on to be holding your baby in your arms like, yeah, no matter what, I'm a take care of mine. What? We got it twisted, y'all. We got it twisted. And we got to do better. We have to do better. You know, we have to hold people accountable, because these are the things that, honestly, this type of behavior, and it comes from both men and women, these are the destructions of Black families. These behaviors are destruction to the Black family. And it's dangerous. And we don't even realize it. We don't realize how destructive it actually is. And we've actually glamorized it, and we think it's cute, and we call it struggle love and ghetto love and all of this stupidness. And it's not cute, and it's not healthy. It's toxic. And it's abusive. And I hope, for Dani Lay's sake, she goes and she gets some therapy and she gets some help, and that she's able to learn how to co-parent with that man, because that's who she will have to co-parent with for the next 18 years. But that's all I had to say, y'all. Like I said, it's felt like it's been a minute, but again, it's only been 1 week. But I missed you guys, and I can't wait to come back for another episode. I missed you guys. I will talk to you guys in another episode. Again, be sure to check out social media handles, The Social Call on Instagram, www.thesocialcall.com, on the World Wide Web. Check us out, and I will see you guys in another episode. Bye.